BBC. Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, Guy Henry as Hanson, Rosie Marcel as Jack, and Paul Bradley as Elliot. Shame by Graham Mitchell. Previously.
If you want my silence about plastic's dodgy conflict of interest, then I want something in writing.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
We can't cover this up.
Your career is on the line here.
When did you know that we were fitting faulty implants?
We've just had another RTA patient admitted in critical condition. It's Sunil Barton. His heart stopped. There's nothing left to pump, Michael.
There's a security guard waiting outside. You have 5 minutes to collect your things.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm innocent.
You really think we can blame all this on Michael Spence?
He's going to have to face the music at some point, isn't he?
The Medical Select Committee, made up of MPs and public health practitioners, are awaiting the results of a hearing today into the corrupt use of defective implants at Holby General. The Health Minister has again said that...
He's been given every opportunity to respond, and he hasn't been in contact. Not even a phone call.
A response isn't officially required.
No, but we haven't got the slightest idea whether Spence intends to turn up. Anyway, Sir Fraser wants this resolved today.
It will be. My guess is that Mr. Spence will play ball, but look, it's not up to us to make assumptions of guilt, is it?
No, of course not.
We're here simply to examine the facts.
Well, the facts are there's a disciplinary hearing scheduled, and where's the main man?
The taxi Michael's travelling in pulls up outside the main entrance to the hospital. There's a small group of reporters waiting for him as he gets out.
Yeah, I got one thing to say. I'm innocent.
Hanson's been observing the scene through a window. Elsewhere, Jack's also been watching.
Miss Naylor. Oh, come on. If I don't transfer her here, then where? You want me to go back to a GP and say, Miss Naylor's so tight, she can't crack it open enough to find room in the inn for little Frida?
Look, I'm going to tell you this one more time. We are full.
Look, we've done all we can on paediatrics. What am I supposed to do? Bus her over to St. James's? What does that say about us? Oh, no paediatric cardiac unit. Yeah, no wonder they're struggling to get FT status.
Do you press the mute button or something?
Oh, okay.
Now, I meant you.
Come on. Just a tinsy-wincy echocardiogram, please.
And what's it going to be next time? You do this. You bypass normal procedures all the time.
Come on.
Jack. Look. Mr. Flynn, aortic homograft. I'm going to have to find somebody else to assist.
Why?
Well, you're due at the hearing, aren't you?
So?
That's what Hanson told me. I've rejigged the procedure.
I'm not cancelling my list for the hearing.
But what if you're called?
Look, my career is already going down the pan because of Michael Spence. I'm not being tarred with the same brush twice in one day.
So?
So I'll talk to him.
Sean's still lingering.
So, what's it to be? Yes or no?
Sahira, can you put them in HDU? Mr. Dolan, our fabulous peds consultant, will explain everything. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. Hello, you.
This is little Freya.
Hey, Freya.
Michael.
Hey. Morning. Hey, I'm back. Do you miss me? Dan, morning. Well, what'd I do, kill someone?
You got the airway sorted? Uh-huh. 6 units, cross-match, please. Now.
Hey, what do you got?
50-year-old boy, gunshot wound to the abdomen. Fast track from ED.
All right, anything I can do?
Nothing.
Oh, Nick, fast as you can.
Hey, you guys, I got a lot of experience with gunshot wounds.
We're fine, we've got it in hand, thanks. Theater ready yet? Okay, now then, please. Now, please.
Finally taking the hint, Michael leaves. Hanson's in his office, peering at the bird he rescued, which is now in a cage.
Just wait a moment.
He covers the cage with a sheet, then sets it on the floor.
Come in. So you've decided to grace us with your presence after all.
A plane was delayed.
Yes, a phone call would have sufficed.
Now, the chair of the hearing, Mrs. Stables, she agrees with me that the plastics debacle has pretty much kept the press in business over the last few weeks. We all want to draw a line under it, and my advice to you is to be scrupulously honest.
Of course. Anything else?
You should know there is evidence against you.
From who?
I haven't been told.
Well, what is it?
And I've yet to see it, but as I say, it's in your best interest to be open and transparent from the off.
Wouldn't play it any other way.
Sahira to Jack.
Baby's in HDU, her mother's called Nicole. You want to do the echo, you want to leave it to me? The reason I ask is, according to new guidelines handed down by Mr. Hansen, a consultant must oversee all interdepartmental cases.
Ah, so you're the new poster girl for this micromanagement, eh? Wearing a fetching green, Miss Shaw's hobbies are reading, writing, and sucking up.
Hey, guys. Morning. Jack, morning.
Ollie. Mr. Finn's blood cultures, can you bring the results up for me, please?
Jack, I need to talk to you.
The information's in there. No, there. There.
Jack.
This is really not a great time right now.
Apparently they've got evidence against me.
What evidence?
I don't know. Hansen wouldn't say. Thought you might know.
Me?
Yeah.
You think I said something to him? Why the hell would I do that?
All right.
For God's sake, Michael.
Okay, all right, fine. I'm sorry. Now, look, you should know. They're planning on calling you in.
Yeah, I know.
So deny everything. Leave it to me.
I don't have to deny anything. I didn't have anything to do with this.
Rick and Malik are in theater.
12.
They're operating on the gunshot victim.
Let's replace the blood volume and pack the abdomen.
It's not working. The bleeding's too severe. What would Mr. Spence do? Hey, I'm kidding. He'd do the sexy option. Keep going. Yes. Out in a blaze of glory. So we won't do that.
You sure?
Yes. No unnecessary risks. But let's stop diathermy. We'll pack the abdomen and wait for him to stabilize. And when he does, we'll wheel him back in to finish the job. Okay?
To Freya's young mother.
That's Freya's heartbeat. Little butterfly. Badum badum. See it?
Systole and diastole.
Hmm?
The badum badum, as you put it. So it's a heart that's not working properly? No, it's fine from what I can see. Have you told her about Paul?
Nicole's partner died before Freya was born.
Right. I'm sorry. I wasn't saying it for sympathy. It's just... he had a hole in his heart that he never knew he had, right? Could she have inherited that? It's highly unlikely. Right. Okay, so she's had tests with the GP, tests on the children's ward, tests here, and still nobody can find anything. Maybe there's nothing to find. You think I'm imagining it? No, but with a first baby, people tend to pick up on every little thing. Being a single mum won't help.
She's not doing as well as we'd expect.
So just because you can't find anything doesn't mean I'm making it up? Sure. What?
You wanted at the hearing?
The echo is clear. Excuse me. Make sure they go back to paediatrics.
Chrissy.
Please, darling, I'm busy.
Yeah, I know. You're not in tonight, are you? There's something I need to check out with you.
For?
The wedding reception. The Devonshire have been on about the seating plan. Now, what to do with your lot? Do we keep the family separate or do we mix them up? I mean, people like your dad are fine, aren't they? They'll muck in with anybody, but, well, my family aren't the greatest of socialisers. And, I mean, look, ideally, I need to sit down and plan this out with you, but I can make a start if I just know generally what you'd like.
Why are you coming at me with this now? Huh? Why right now?
Excuse me.
We shouldn't even be in here. If he goes on about that wedding anymore, I'm going to kill him.
On his way to the hearing, Michael sees Rick, who's just emerged from theatre.
Wish me luck.
Rick ignores him. Malik to a grey-haired man.
Owen shot himself close range, so the shot hasn't spread massively, but it has punctured his spleen and his small bowel. There are lots of small holes in the blood vessels which are very difficult to repair.
You saying he's not going to make it?
Hopefully. The
bleeding will clot. When it does, we'll get him back into theatre and finish the job.
He's just supposed to be staying on the farm with me for a day or two.
Yeah. So, why did he...
I don't know. Bullying at school, maybe. I don't know.
You found him, right? What about other family?
His father and mother, my daughter, are away in France on holiday. Haven't managed to phone them yet.
Would you like me to make the call?
I have a very important aortic homograft.
You mentioned it.
Due to be streamed live online this afternoon.
You mentioned that too, several times. Will you be finished with the hearing in time to participate? I couldn't say. It's something of a movable feast, you see.
I meant to say earlier, should the worst come to the worst with Michael Spence, if there's anything I can do to fill in, please don't hesitate.
So one person's misconduct is someone else's career opportunity, is it?
I'm just trying to help.
Yes, but the question is who?
Michael's in the hearing.
When you were first propositioned by Mr. Barty, did he mention Prego Holdings?
Not right away, no.
Did he tell you that his wife supplied the implants?
No.
And you didn't think to ask?
Why would I?
Because you knew she ran a medical supply company.
Well, not that specific one.
Really? She's Italian. The company's called Prego. Not that difficult to work out, I wouldn't have thought.
To Jack.
Hi. Mr. Dolan's refusing to move baby Freya back to Pete's.
We'll tell him I said to do so.
Already have done. He's refusing to budge.
Shall I do it? I could really do without this today.
Jack goes off to deal with it.
I believe you went to Mrs. Barty to put your concerns to her.
After the RTA, you mean?
Yes. So?
Well, she said that she didn't feel that Sunil had done anything wrong, and if he did, somehow, it was because of me.
So Mr. Barty had blamed you, had he?
Yeah. But that was Sunil all over. Find someone else to take the flak and then run.
And where is Mrs. Barty right now? Are you still in contact with her?
No, last I heard, she's holed up in Italy with some relatives.
We've been trying to find a paper trail, but very little documentary evidence remains. No invoices with your name on. Very little relating to Prego Holdings at all, in fact. Don't you find that strange?
Yeah, normally I would. But Mr. Barty...
Mr. Barty. Mr. Barty. Always Mr. Barty.
Well, I'm not going to admit to something that I had no part in. Now, if there's no paper trail, it's probably because Sunil got rid of it.
Not you.
Not me. No. Had nothing to do with this. Any of it. You know, the implication here is that I'm not telling the truth. Well, if the trust has an allegation to make against me, then it needs to back it up with evidence. So if you have something, please bring it on.
Yep. Okay, that's not a problem. I'll send someone down.
You send
724.
Joint pain.
Rheumatics?
Yeah, I called them. They told me to call you. Sudden loss of vision. He's tachycardic. There's fever and headaches.
So, nothing since when?
Well, it's been poor for a while, but it's Friday week. Yeah, tea time. I was boiling an egg and suddenly, poof.
What, everything went black?
Well, no, but it was more like a migraine to start with. It's sort of like a kaleidoscope. That nurse back, yeah.
Doctor.
Oh, look, no offence. I didn't make the nurse assumption just because you're a woman, okay? I want you to know that. You are a woman, right?
What do you think? Could be a Russian bloke with high voice or, you know, Lithuanian midget.
I would quit while you're ahead if I were you. This is Mr. Hamilton.
Hello?
Oh.
So, pain where exactly?
Well, my neck and all around here.
And here, when he's chewing.
OK, now take a look.
Yep.
Sit forward for me.
Right. Oh. Dan feels the patient's neck.
OK, that feels fairly normal. We should do a chest X-ray and check his PSA.
Yeah, it's in hand.
Great. Excuse me. Chrissy?
Outside the hearing room, Hansen approaches a perspiring Michael and hands him a glass of water.
Hot in there, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't been sleeping very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if I stay and observe.
I would rather you went back in there and told the truth.
So what do you want me to do? Admit to something I had no part in?
So you did nothing wrong?
Look, I cannot take the rap for this entire thing. I've got four kids. I can't afford it.
If you were involved,
we were all involved. You hired the guy. No one's asking you to take the blame. Now, look, I know you offered to resign, but here's the thing. The press needs a sacrifice, and it is not going to be me.
Mr. Flynn, I know you wanted to be involved, but you need the operation right now.
Well, that's just great.
So, Mr. Douglas has very kindly agreed to scrub in.
Yes, I bet he has.
What can I do? Oh, I still need those blood culture results.
Sorry, I've just been paged back to Peds.
Which is where she should be?
Not until she's been screened. Everything points to cardio.
Look, I want this sorting, one way or another. So, will an MRI do you?
I love you.
Can you deal with that, please?
Sure. Thank you.
And Mr. Hope is still waiting for Mr. Flynn's cultures.
Oliver slams down a phone.
Dr. Valentine. You up for it?
What?
Thought you might like to observe.
What?
The aortic homograft. Delicate procedure, window on the World Wide Web, etc.
Yeah, thanks. Just give me, like, 20 minutes?
Right, yes. Yes.
In the hearing, Sahira's now in the hot seat.
I became aware that there was an issue after an operation on a patient called Melanie Stott.
This is the pacemaker patient?
Yes. The implants had leaked and the silicone was interfering with the function of the pacemaker.
Did Mr. Spence mention to you then that he was concerned about the quality of the implants?
No. No, but he must have been aware that there was an issue. Both implants had leaked, so...
I assume they were part of a defective batch.
Mr. Spence?
Which is what I thought too.
And when did you discover that all the implants fitted were faulty?
Only when it became public knowledge.
So at no time did Mr. Spence suggest that he might have been aware?
No.
And you have no reason to think that he was profiting from this arrangement with Prego Holdings?
No, I had no knowledge of anything untoward, just a vague uneasiness that this whole business was about making obscene amounts of money and not doing what we should be doing.
Meaning?
Look, whatever Mr. Spence knew about all of this, I like to think he's someone who puts patients before profit.
Do you know what an MRI scan is?
Is that a big cylinder thing? Of course I know what an MRI is. My partner spent a fair bit of time inside one.
Yeah, so you know how they work and that they're safe and that Freya won't be in any danger.
What's this? You don't need a patient's signature for an MRI, do you?
No.
So?
We need to keep Freya still, so that's for you to give us permission to sedate her.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry?
I said I don't think so. No.
My concern is what this has done to the reputation of the hospital and myself. I feel damaged by my association with plastics.
Can I just say, Miss Naylor wasn't exactly press gang.
No, but I assumed that the department would be run with integrity. None of us envisaged that Mr. Barty and Mr. Spence would be involved in corruption.
Miss Naylor, had you heard of Prego Holdings before this all became public?
I did know about Prego Holdings, yes.
How?
I think I saw the name in accounts.
I see. And why would a CT consultant be looking at plastics accounts?
I honestly don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Oh, you don't want to remember? I want to feel that my questions are being answered truthfully, but try as I might, my suspicions are not being put to rest here.
Yes, well, this is what I was getting at earlier. Suspicion spreads, and anyone who had anything to do with plastics is tainted by it. The reality is, Mr. Barty and Mr. Spence had a nice little number going, and it backfired on them.
Thanks for that. Jack!
Jack doesn't respond as she walks off down the corridor. Gareth, the grandfather of the gunshot victim, sits keeping vigil by his bedside.
He's just going to carry on bleeding out.
Give it time.
How much more time?
Look, if we take him into theatre like this, he'll die. If we let him stabilise, he has a chance.
Gareth becomes aware that two uniformed policemen have appeared outside the room. Michael sees Elliot passing by.
Elliot, nice to see you.
Wish I could say the same.
Oh, wait, come on, don't be like that, Elliot. I know things aren't great, but what have I done to you?
Oh, nothing. Just that your antics almost cost the entire CT department, and I almost lost my job. We all did. But that's nothing for you to worry about, Michael. You just make sure you cover your own rear end.
Chrissy sees the visually impaired patient, Keith, canoodling with his companion.
Mm. Oh, that's Shalimar.
Oh, I put it on specially. I know how much you like it.
Ooh.
You two need to get a room.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise you were there.
Oh, any news?
Yes, there is. Most of the tests have come back, and they're fine.
What about the X-ray?
Ah, that was clear. So?
So we rule out cancer, then?
Yes. Yes, I think so at this stage. I'll be back as soon as the rest of the results are in. Sorry, don't mean to hassle, but seating plan?
Fine. Mix the families up a bit. Some of yours, some of mine on the same table.
Great. One more thing. The first dance. They're hassling me about the music for that, so I thought everything. Michael Bublé.
What? No first dance. Okay, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Chrissy!
This is driving me nuts. You are driving me nuts.
Look, if you want a big wedding...
I don't.
But you said that was...
I don't care what I said. I don't want it anymore.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I don't want to hear another word about table mats, seating plans, Michael Bublé. If you keep going on about this, there won't be a wedding at all.
Dan looks crestfallen as Chrissy heads off. Oliver to Jack.
The mother won't sign for a general anaesthetic.
Why not? For God's sake, Ollie, do I have to do absolutely everything myself? I ask you to do two simple things. Just two things. You are absolutely useless.
Bitch.
If you've got something to say it to my face.
You missed out on the op. The baby shouldn't be on the ward, so why take it out on me?
You know what? Forget it. Just forget it. Just sort out the blood cultures and I will speak to the mother.
No.
Excuse me?
I'm due in theatre with Mr. Hope. You sort your own results out.
In theatre.
Right. We have to trim the scallops from the coronary sinuses. Hello, Dr. Valentine. Miss Naylor?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Hope. I was just explaining to Dr. Valentine that we have a baby on the ward who needs attention, but he feels duty-bound to be in theatre with you. Could you spare him?
Goodbye, Dr. Valentine.
Oliver looks resentful.
Print out Mr. Flynn's results. They're on my computer in my office, and then meet me in HDU.
Jack leaves, and Oliver angrily throws a paper towel he scrunched up into a bin. Michael's pacing outside the hearing room.
Would you come in for a moment, please?
Michael follows Hansen inside. Oliver's printing out some lab results when he notices Jack's mobile phone, which has been left on the desk, has received a text message. Picking it up, he sees that the message is from Michael, and it reads, "If I go down, so do you."
We've yet to finish our deliberations, but Mr. Hansen felt you should be informed of where we are right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, we're agreed, whilst we have no evidence, that you yourself are engaged in any corrupt activity. We think it likely that you're aware of it, and you chose not to report it.
Wait, can I just...
No. You've had your say. As such, your integrity has been compromised. Now, I, for one, believe it would be inappropriate for you to continue working here under the circumstances, though that's something we've yet to agree on.
And as far as the GMC are concerned?
We'll recommend no action be taken against you.
So I can take it that I'm no longer under suspension?
Yes, you may.
As I said, that's not to say internal measures won't be taken against you. We intend to reach a decision later today.
While I'm waiting for your decision, what do you want me to do?
Rick's at his desk doing paperwork when Michael enters the room, carrying a box of his belongings.
Well, I take it this means congratulations are in order.
No, not yet. They're still finding a way to get rid of me, but I am here for now, so if you need any help.
On Keller?
Yep. Hansen wants me to make myself available. Probably wants to keep an eye on me, and...
No, thanks. We're fine.
You too, huh?
Me too what?
I don't know. I expected any different. I just thought you might be above all that. Yeah, you know, sticking the knife in.
Hi.
What is it?
Just wondering when you're going to make a decision on Owen Thomas.
I'll take a look.
Oliver is right behind Jack as she approaches Sahira at the nurse's station.
Nicole, the baby's mother, have you seen her?
She's in HDU.
Not anymore. Really want to get that MRI done. Get Sean Dolan off my back.
So you missed out on the homograft?
Yeah, another career-enhancing opportunity bites the dust.
Here you go. Try that on for size.
What is it?
Elliot gave it to me. It's the Futures Awards for mentoring. You decide on a research project, and if it turns them on, they'll fund it.
Doesn't exactly turn me on.
Well, I do it, but it's for consultants only. Yes,
what's the catch?
You get to mentor an F2. Don't say I don't do anything for you.
Mr. Hope's come through with the blood culture results.
You're magnificent, Ollie. You really are.
Fine.
Look, just find Nicole for me, OK? I want to get that baby out of here.
Sorry. Been running backwards and forwards.
Have you heard? Michael Spence got up.
Kind of.
Michael's been examining the still unconscious Owen's gunshot wound. Malik joins him.
Yeah, I know. You're patient. I'm sorry.
No problem.
What are we looking at? Palliative sign-off?
Looks that way.
Mm-hmm. So, what's Rick's plan of action?
To wait and see if he stops bleeding out and then take him back in and finish the job.
What? Come on, that is never gonna happen. How much volume has he lost?
About 3 liters. Look, we've been filling him with colloid and blood, but we fix one bleed and then he starts leaking from somewhere else. It's like trying to stitch a sieve.
He's not gonna pull through, is he? Can you do something?
Well, he's not my patient.
That's not what I asked.
Oliver is about to make a phone call when Sahira comes over.
Oh, can you do me a favour? Freya's chest x-ray, chase it up. Excuse me. And I need that.
Sure. Excuse me?
No, in person. I've tried calling.
It's fine.
He tries calling Nicole on his mobile.
Hello?
Is anyone in here? Nicole?
He's heard her phone ringing inside a toilet cubicle.
Nicole?
Can you go away, please?
Could you open the door, maybe?
You're some sort of pervert.
Look, it's natural to feel stressed. Be on your own with a baby that's not well, but we can help you.
You think I've been hiding away in here?
The general anaesthetic? It's not dangerous.
Oh, come on. If it wasn't dangerous, I wouldn't need to sign a waiver, would I? Okay, listen. I don't know your boss. What's she called?
It was Naylor.
Yeah. From what I've seen, I'd say she was a bit of a bitch. I think the only reason she wants to do an MRI is to show Mr. Dolan that there's nothing wrong with Freya. That way she can get her off the ward, am I right? Well, I don't want Freya to have an anaesthetic. Not just for that.
She heads out. Oliver picks up the cigarette Nicole left burning on a sink and takes a drag from it before tossing it into the water-filled basin.
It's a hip thing, I think, you know.
Wear and tear. Well, it just happens as you get older.
Is that right?
Well, it might be.
Anyway, who's supposed to be the patient here, eh? It's what she does, you see. She steps into a room and instantly becomes the centre of attention.
Can I ask you something personal?
Uh-oh.
How did you two get married?
We're not married.
Oh, right, sorry. It's just you seem so close.
We've only known each other 3 weeks.
Well, this time around, yeah. We bumped into each other at the doctor's surgery. So, no, we're not married. We might live in sin, though.
If you play your cards right.
Dan, sorry, can I have a word? I've been looking at the notes. Do you know what I reckon it is? Polymyalgia rheumatica.
Why didn't I think of that?
Age before beauty, my friend. Right, Mr. Sandow, we have a possible diagnosis. Now, we need to do a biopsy to test the theory. In the meantime, I'm going to get you started on a course of steroids.
Right.
How did you get married? Nice try.
Hey, Rick, I know he's your patient. I shouldn't be getting involved.
Then why are you? You get your suspension lifted and straight away you're interfering.
No, come on. Malik just brought me up to speed and I think...
Well, Mr. Malik had no business bringing you up to speed.
Look, it was nothing, okay? You're just overreacting, but I know about gunshot wounds and...
It's okay. I get it. This is a nice, high-profile case, an opportunity for you to demonstrate how indispensable you are.
Come on, I'm just trying to help.
No, gentlemen, do you think we could continue this in private?
In Rick's office.
So,
diathermy and clip the vessels.
We've done that. It's not possible.
It is.
No.
Look, it's all about speed. You gotta work fast.
What do you think I did?
Not fast enough. Look, no offense, but I can clip and tie much faster.
What's your opinion, Mr. Malik?
His bowel's leaking and he's developing coagulopathy. Either way, he needs to go back into theatre.
So?
Well, if what Mr. Spence says is right, then perhaps it makes sense to,
Your decision, I think.
Quite so. Would you care to oversee?
You want me to assist in an operation on my own patient?
Oversee, yes.
Rick glowers at Michael. Now Michael approaches Gareth, who's been waiting in a corridor.
Mr. Harper, I just wanted to let you know that we are going to take Owen back in the theater.
Right. Don't let him die.
Jack joins Sean and Sahira, who are with baby Freya.
What happened?
Pulmonary congestion. So there is a CT component to this.
Nicole appears.
Oh, God.
It's okay. She's got fluid in her lungs, which is causing some breathing problems, but she'll be okay.
Can you treat her?
Yeah, we can give her a course of amoxicillin. She should be fine.
So we were right. See, I knew there was something up with her. You just didn't listen.
I think you're fine.
You thought you knew better.
Well, normally I do. We'd have had a diagnosis sooner if she'd had an MRI.
Nicole looks taken aback.
I'm just saying that...
Shall I go and have a chat with her?
No.
Okay.
Ollie, can you please...
No. You need to speak to her. You're her consultant, allegedly. Not some junior. Look... However bold she may appear, she's clearly very vulnerable.
I don't want your opinion. Just do what I've asked you to do, okay?
Well, there is one thing I'd like to ask you, actually. What's happening with you and Michael Spence?
What do you mean?
He sent you a text. I didn't mean to read it. I was looking for your lab results, and it flashed up on your phone, just in front of me.
You don't know anything, Ollie.
And I don't want to. Just maybe it accounts for why you're being so reactive today. You've got a lot on your mind. She still needs to sign off on that anaesthetic. She's not going to listen to me, so you have to do it. Surely that's the least that she deserves, some contact with someone senior. She's been treated pretty shoddily today.
She considers.
All right.
Michael and Malik are in the operating theatre.
So you got put on the spot back in the office. Sorry about that.
Fine.
Still, I appreciate the support.
Well, I can afford to be altruistic, you know? You get sacked, I maybe get your job. Okay, 80 systolic. We've got loads of bleeds.
Yeah, that's what we expected. All right, this is the deal. Like I said, this is all about speed. Diathermy, clips, no finesse. Let's go.
Jack steps out of the lift, then scans the foyer, looking for Nicole. She spots her sitting in the cafe with a cup of coffee, looking stressed and upset. Jack wanders over to her.
Suction, you've got some bowel spillage there.
Yeah, I got it. Clips.
Oh, man.
Good. Better. Okay. Here. Very good.
Yes. Very good.
Michael closes his eyes and lets out a sigh.
Can you...
It's the spleen. And? You're not sure? Or perhaps you're a little jet-lagged? Or maybe a little shell-shocked after Mrs. Stables?
Just trying to save the patient.
Yes, well, there's rather a lot riding on it, isn't there? Let's just get it up. Come on.
Michael hesitates for a moment, then takes a scalpel.
All right.
Isolating the spleen, he makes an incision.
Clips and ties.
Rick and Malik both watch closely as he removes the organ and places it in a dish.
Okay. Good. Let's start it. All right.
There's swelling. The retroperitoneum.
Michael hesitates.
What do you want to do? We'll take the kidney out, yes or no?
Yeah. All right, dissecting scissors, please.
Michael seems flustered. He takes a moment to close his eyes and breathe out.
All right. Clips and ties, please.
Rick steps in to perform the procedure. He removes Owen's kidney and places it in a dish. Jack's sitting with Nicole.
What caused the infection, then?
It's impossible to say without...
Me.
What?
Caused by me. Because, like you said, because I wouldn't let her have an MRI.
Well, we might have found out sooner.
So it is my fault.
Listen, I was rude to you on the ward. I'm sorry.
Is it my fault or not?
Look, sometimes it's something viral that triggers it off, or maybe there's another underlying cause of some kind. Now, if you give me permission to go ahead and do the MRI, then I can find out.
I'm useless.
Do you have any family around who can give you some support?
Nicole shakes her head.
Look, I try, okay, but I don't always know what to do for the best, and I kind of get strung out with it. I get these times, I could just wrap her up warm and put her on some doorstep.
You don't mean that.
Yeah, I do, and when she's crying and I can't make her stop. I honestly think she'd be better with people who know what they're doing. I'm not fit to do this, am I?
Jack just stares at Nicole.
Sorry.
Look, why don't I take you back upstairs?
No.
Do you want another coffee or something? I get staff rates.
Nicole nods.
Okay.
Jack sighs as she goes over to the counter.
Cappuccino, please.
She turns to look at Nicole, but seeing no sign of her, she realises that she's done a runner. Rick and Michael are standing side by side at the scrubbing up sinks.
I will be taking this up again with Hanson.
Why? What's the problem? The operation was a complete success.
I mean you being here.
Michael steps out of the scrub room and speaks to Gareth.
It's all going to be fine.
Thank you for saving his life. My life too.
Now, it was a little touch and go in there for a moment. I had to remove one of his kidneys.
You had to do that?
It was the only way to stop the bleeding. It's
the only option.
You had to remove the kidney?
So what? You're not going to say anything?
But he's okay.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Oh, thank you.
Malik shoves Michael's shoulder as he walks past.
So what, did you just walk? What did you say to her?
Nothing. I just tried to get to sign with the MRI.
Did you?
No.
Right, what do we do?
Just tried calling Nicole's mobile and no answer.
Okay, we're going to have to contact social services and the courts.
I've done all of that. Covered all bases.
Thank you.
I told you she was vulnerable.
Frieda takes a call.
Thanks. Hello?
Yep,
speaking. Tak? Ja rozumiem? Nie.
You done?
Handing the phone back to Chrissy, Frieda looks shaken.
Keith, I'll see you in a minute, okay?
Sasha steps over to Chrissy.
So, how are the wedding plans coming along?
What is it with you?
Why, what have I said?
You know exactly how to wind me up.
Sorry.
Chrissy notices Keith's girlfriend, Katie, is looking upset.
Keith's in safe hands, you know? Yeah.
Here, come with me.
She steers Katie into an office.
I'm a vile, horrible, evil woman.
Okay, now is this just today, or...?
A photo of Katie as a young woman.
Wow, is that you?
You know where I found that? In Keith's wallet. We had a fling for a couple of days 40 years ago, and he's kept that on him since. Now the doctor's starting him on steroids, and he's going to get his sight back. What's he going to think then? To him, I've always been love's young dream. I want him to see, of course I do. Just not me.
Have you talked to him about this? Oh,
God, no. However blissful it is in the beginning, it's never happy ever after, not in my experience. Something tells me it's not yours either.
Well, I'm getting married, so...
Oh, to the dishy doctor. That's why he was asking about weddings.
Mm-hmm, he talks about it all the time.
Oh, he's like Keith, is he? He wants to shout it from the rooftops. This is it, the future. Let's celebrate. Except Keith doesn't know what the rest of the world does. That his partner's faded. And ugly.
Oh. 40-odd years. You can't just walk away from that now, can you?
There you go. I thought you said this wouldn't hurt. I'm gripping.
Owen Thomas's family want to make a statement supporting you. They read what's been in the papers, and they think it would be good for you if the other side of the story was put.
Really?
I think it's rather a good idea, myself. Suspended surgeon returns in a blaze of glory. Sunil Bharti blamed, Michael Spence exonerated.
So whatever happened to this mythical evidence, then?
It seems Mrs. Stables is not beyond a little politicking. She rather hoped you'd hang yourself, I suspect. Instead, patients publicly praise you, which makes it rather difficult for her to justify taking any further action, doesn't it? She's nothing if not pragmatic. She'd be very happy to see your name in lights as long as the hospital benefits.
I didn't plan it this way, you know. I didn't ask for Mr. Harper to support me publicly.
Perhaps not. But all the pieces seem to be falling into place for you, don't they?
Frieda's on the phone again.
No, I need flight information. Kiev. I'll hold.
The doc said things aren't gonna get any worse. And they're already starting to get a bit better.
Good.
So, I'm supposed to keep my eyes shut, right? But I can't resist.
No, Keith. No, you'll hurt yourself.
No, let me, please. Oh, come on, look at me. Hey.
Keith opens his eyes and looks at Katie.
Wow.
Come on.
You've always been beautiful, but it's not just about looks with you. You are just sublime. Oh, you
Keith.
Are. You're my love. All right. Like I'm yours, whether or not my eyes work, because I see you anyway, just the way you are.
Dan and Chrissy have been watching.
Do the steroids work that quickly?
No. His vision's all but gone. He left it too late to ask for help.
But she thinks that...
Sasha joins them.
Are we taking bets on who comes up for air first?
Sasha.
Thanks.
Something's come up. I have to leave work right away.
You want to tell me?
Not really. Well, no one died. So you're going to say yes or do I go anyway?
I say yes.
Thanks. We can't do anything. No transfusion, no anaesthetic for the MRI, nothing without the mother's written consent.
You want me to get onto family court, try and sort something out?
At last, he takes some responsibility.
Your ward, Jack.
Your patient, Sean.
Oh, so the buck stops with me, eh? Hmm?
No, with us. We both have to sort this out.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying all day. Listen, I know you're under the cosh and you're not your usual easygoing self. So I have a solution. Would you like to meet up later on? I'll show you.
Hmm?
Work some of that tension out.
I don't think so.
I'll let you tie me up.
Ollie, I have a proposition for you. Sahira was telling me about this new research award. Fancy working alongside me?
I don't need to be bought off, Jack. I thought I made that clear.
No, I didn't mean
Look,
that...
I can understand that you're nervous, but I'm not the kind of guy that gets dirt on someone and holds them to ransom for it, OK?
Which is precisely why I'm offering this to you, because I need an F2 on the project who I can trust.
Right.
Look, this isn't a bribe, Ollie. I wouldn't be so vulgar. Anyway, just let me know by the end of today.
Michael's on the phone.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Yes, thank you very much for your help. All right, bye-bye.
The way you work these people, man.
What are you talking about?
You removed the kidney, yeah? You saved his life, please. Rick saved that kid in there.
Oh, come on, man, give me a break. It was just a moment.
What did you do? Exactly what he said you would. You bigged yourself up and took all the glory.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
In that case, the press are waiting.
Chrissy and Sasha are walking through the ward together.
Rita didn't say why she had to go.
No.
You didn't think about asking?
I didn't think it was any of my business, actually. Did you?
Chrissy checks a message on her mobile and a look of irritation crosses her face. Michael opens his locker and gazes at himself in a small mirror on the inside of the door. He adjusts his tie, steeling himself for his press appearance. Hansen and Michael step from the lift, then Hansen shakes hands with the waiting Gareth.
Shall we, Mr. Harper?
Good afternoon, everyone. I just have a short statement. I want to say that I am delighted that the hospital has decided that I don't have a case to answer for. That's not to say that there are any winners in this, of course. The demise of the plastics department has been a massive blow to this hospital, and it's going to take us some time to get over it. Thank you. No, sorry. Wait, there is one other thing. I want to say that I'm touched that Mr. Harper wanted to publicly acknowledge the work we did with Owen. But I can't claim sole credit for that. Unfortunately, that is not the impression that I gave to him in the heat of the moment. After the press I've been getting, I think the temptation to claim credit for something positive just proved too much for me. Everything we do in this hospital is as a team. And when we succeed, we do so because of that ethic. But that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Mr. Spence.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
An agitated Frieda stuffs some things into her bag from her locker, which is covered in photos and illustrations of tattoos. She hesitates, then pulls out a photo that's been stuck face down at the very back. It's of a young, dark-haired girl in pigtails. She takes it with her. Chrissy and Dan are in the memorial garden.
I get it. You've been married before. So, to you, the big wedding seems silly and stale. And you don't feel right because you want to be you. And what I planned feels made up and untrue. Am I anywhere near? And you're worried about looking like mutton in some enormous white dress.
Hey, careful.
And I have been banging on about Michael Bublé when you've just failed your prelim exams. So do you really just want four people in a registry office?
Something between that and the full production.
She gives him a tender kiss. Then he takes her hand as they get up together.
So we are still on, then?
Yeah, of course we are.
Because I was worried back there for a minute. Anyway, we never got around to doing this properly, so...
He gets down on one knee, holding up a ring box.
Oh. I can exchange it for something simpler.
I think I can put up with it. For your sake.
He slips the engagement ring onto her finger.
Thank you.
She kisses him, and they hug. Michael's looking at a photo of his four children when Rick joins him.
And about your press statement. Very impressive.
Rick, I did try to pull Sunil in line, you know.
So what? You're telling me that you actually knew what was going on all the time? Is that what you're saying?
I had nothing to do with this.
But you knew.
Rick, put yourself in my shoes for a minute, all right? I begged Sunil to clean his act up. What else could I do?
Blow the whistle on him. You put the hospital first, rather than your own career. There are other priorities. We put the patients first.
Don't preach at me, Rick. You of all people.
Meaning?
Meaning you ran off with my wife, so there's only so much moral outrage I can take from you.
She left you because of the affairs you had. I'm trying to rewrite it. You're always going to want more. You're always going to want someone or something else. Because the job that you do and the people that you work with aren't good enough, are they?
Oh, come on.
I don't want that around me anymore. I want to work with somebody I trust and who has integrity. And I think you find other people feel the same.
Rick, just give me a break.
No, Michael, it's over for you here. One way or the other, it's over.
Jack presses a button on the MRI conveyor. Then an unconscious Freya is rolled into the circular tunnel of the scanner. Jack then joins Oliver, Sean and Sahira in the control room.
Police called. Still no sign of the mother.
Right.
Well, the Corso made you local parentis so you can go ahead with the scan. But I see you're doing it anyway.
Good to be official, though.
So this research project, what's the topic?
Therapeutic hypothermia.
Right.
And?
That sounds fascinating.
So?
I'd be delighted.
Good.
Michael's sitting at Rick's desk with a glass of whiskey in front of him. Looking sad and somber. He pushes away a copy of the evening newspaper. Oliver's gently rocking Freya in his arms. Michael closes his locker for the last time. The headline on the newspaper reads, "Plastics Doctor Cleared." A photo of Sunil features alongside a second headline, "Cheat Costs NHS." Michael closes his eyes as he readies his suitcase and prepares to leave. He turns to see Malik leaning up against the doorframe, staring at him with his arms crossed. Malik enters the locker room as Michael walks out, trailing his wheeled suitcase. Now, having stepped out of the hospital's main entrance, Michael stops briefly, looking contemplative. As he sets off again, Hansen calls after him.
Mr. Spence, Before you go, I thought you might like to know that a decision has been taken not to pursue any further internal disciplinary measures against you.
Okay.
So you'll be officially reinstated as of tomorrow. I'd like you to begin work back on Keller, please.
I don't think so.
What?
I've spoken to colleagues, and I think that Mrs. Stables is right. The past few months have damaged my standing here.
I see.
And I don't think I'll be able to rebuild the trust that they had in me.
So what are you saying?
I'm gonna resign.
Is this an attempt to elicit sympathy or something?
No, hell no. I've been thinking about this. My mind is made up.
I see, and there's nothing that I can say to convince you otherwise, I take it?
No.
You will work out your 3 months' notice.
Oh, come on.
No, I've just issued a press statement saying that you've been exonerated. I'm not now going to issue another one saying that you've resigned. You'd look rather like a cover-up, wouldn't it?
Okay, please, do not make me work my notice.
I accept your resignation, Mr. Spence, but on my terms, not yours. In writing on my desk tomorrow morning.
Hansen walks to his car, leaving Michael to ponder his words. He watches Hansen drive off, then turns back to look at the hospital, cutting a lonely and isolated figure.